Hello, this is Dr. Kevin Elko with this Thursday evening pep talk. Trust. In the book of Job, he was challenged in every way you could be challenged. He lost his family. He lost his wealth, his health. His friends came to him and said, "You must have done something wrong." A lot of people wondered if the story was real, or was it a metaphor? His wife told him, "Why don't you just curse God and die?" She also told him he had bad breath. Considering some of the women I've been with, I'd say it's real. But watch his response. "Even though you slay me, even though he slays me, yet do I trust him." During the course of a game, you have to anticipate challenges. I don't think on this level, but you have to anticipate challenges. Anything in the world can happen. And you also have to calculate your response. You have to have it ready before it even happens. They were doing studies in the Royal Navy, and they found in World War II when they went in, when a boat was sunk, they expected the younger men to be alive. It was the older men. They thought the younger men would have the stronger body so they'd be alive, but it was the older men because they knew how to use their mind to survive. That's what they did. They responded with three things: energy, expectation, and process. You're going to have a bad play out on the game, out on the field. Something's going to happen. There's going to be a fumble. There's going to be a bad call. Someone's not going to perform well. Before it even happens, respond with energy, expectation, and process. EEP. Before it even occurs. So now when they train the pilots for the Royal Navy, two-thirds of their training is how to fly the plane. One-third is, do you expect something to happen? Yes. Respond with energy, expectation, and a specific process. Drop the ball, miss the kick. It always happens. But more people lose the game because when it happens, they lose their energy. They have no more expectation, and they don't have a clue about the process. It's not the event itself. And John Madden, the coach announcer, used to say, when one team scores twice in a row, usually the floodgates open because people do not have EEP. And Andy Reid's son passed away up in Philadelphia. He still had a faith about him. He had a peace about him. He hated seeing what happened. But he just basically said, "I trust God, even if I feel like I've been slain. And I have a peace." So I guess we can say EEPP, energy, expectation, process, and even peace. I don't know what's going to happen. Don't go into self-pity. On however you want to define it or whatever level, don't go into self-pity. Energy, expectation, and process, and even peace. This is Dr. Kevin Elko with this Thursday night pep talk. And keep an eye out for our new recording, new program we have coming called Your Sacred Season. You will love it. Good luck.